In brief, Solana's pump is today's the top performer in the top 100 coins by market cap, up 8.26%. The technical signals on the charts are starting to paint a more optimistic picture for pump holders. Protocol revenue on the pump. Fun app hit a new weekly high of $10.03 million on August 11. The crypto market is up 1.1% on a Monday that opened with fear and AMP. Greed index score at 39, meaning markets may still be fearful, but they're not in panic mode anymore. Meanwhile, the altcoin season index is at 44 out of 100, which typically means traders go to Bitcoin as a hedge against volatility and overly bearish movements. Bitcoin dominance remains high enough that most altcoins are treading water. The native token of the Solana meme coin factory, Pump, Fun, is not treading water. Pump's token, which trades as Pump, is the best performing coin in the top 100 on the day, posting almost 9% of gains in today's trading session. And the technical signals are finally backing up what the revenue numbers suggested weeks ago. Pump bottomed at 0.001491 in July and has since nearly doubled, touching 0.003 intraday today before settling at 0.002933. The monthly gain sits at roughly 90% per CoinMarketCap. The 50-day exponential moving average, or EMA, which tracks short-term price momentum by weighting recent closes more heavily, is crossing above the slower and longer-term 200-day EMA, which represents the long-term trend baseline. That crossover, called a golden cross, signals a structural shift from a bearish trend to a bullish one. It's not a guarantee of continuation, but it is the first time since Pump launched in mid-2025 that short-term momentum has overtaken the long-term average from below. After months in which the 200-day served as a ceiling, it's now beginning to act as a floor. The average directional index, or ADX, measures trend strength independent of direction on a scale from 0 to 100. Anything above 25 is considered a trending market. Anything above 40 is a strong one. Pump's ADX reads 45.3, with the positive directional indicator above the negative, meaning bulls are in control of a strengthening move. The relative strength index, or RSI, sits at 51.4, above the 50 midline that separates bullish from bearish momentum territory, but far enough from 70 to leave room for continuation without an overbought red flag. What's driving the move? The chart isn't operating in a vacuum. The protocol generated $11.52 million in 7-day revenue, per DeFi Llama, of which $5.37 million flowed directly to Pump token holders through the buyback and burn program, the mechanism that converts fee income into direct buy pressure on the token. This means the float has seasoned, early distribution has largely cleared, and a consistent buyback gives the chart a fundamental bid that chart patterns alone don't. Also, Pump Fund's new social trading features introduced to compete against trading app FOMO's offerings to top traders appears to have restored confidence in the protocol's positioning. The derivatives market is also aligned. Open interest in Pump perpetuals stands at $238.42 million, per CoinGlass, up from roughly $189 million 2 weeks ago, when the token was still testing 0.0025. The simultaneous rise in price and open interest suggests fresh capital is entering rather than short positions closing. Funding rates have flipped positive during the recovery, meaning leveraged longs are now paying shorts to hold their positions, a signal that the market is building conviction, though one that makes the setup more vulnerable to a sharp flush if price reverses. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed by the author are for informational purposes only and do not constitute financial, investment, or other advice.